Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Arbi Yakoshom Leah Pasitzchok. We're holding in Makkes Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in the top of Amud Beis says, "Omar Rava, the Yelida Imeiker of Shimon Telit, Viloi Loi Telit. If a mother gives birth to someone like a Shimon, she should give birth, and if not, she should not give birth." Rashi explains that if the mother is giving birth, she should ask Rachmi, ask Tavon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirotzit Sheyeh K'Rav Shimon. And the Gemara goes on to say that what is the big chiddush of Rav Shimon? That he was Misaris Tekro. He darshan the Pasuk in a reverse order in order for the drasha to work. That beauty that Rav Shimon did, that's the shvach that he's getting. Now the Ritva brings that the Chor, the Girsa, should not be the Eloi Loi Telet, meaning only one who gives birth like a Shimon should give birth, and if not, she should not give birth. Okay, how can it be, says the Ritva? There's many people that are not as great as a Shimon, but it's a big schus to give birth to them. It doesn't have to be the level of a Shimon in order to give birth. So the first part you say, someone who gives birth should daven, should be like a Shimon, but not that if not, she should not give birth. So the Aruch Lener comes here to explain that when the Gemara says, the Yaldeimek of Shimon Tele, it doesn't mean that she gave birth like to Rav Shimon himself, but she gave birth to a male. What does it mean? So he brings that the Gemara Nida says that if a isha mazras tchilo, then the baby will be a boy. If the ish mazras tchilo, so the baby will be a girl. He says the explanation is why, because the one who starts the process, he gives the chayim, he gives the material. The one who ends it gives the tzuro, gives the shape. So what do you see? You see that in a leido, the end becomes the main tzura, as if it becomes the thing that influences the beginning. Even though the process starts with a woman, but if it ends with a man, so that becomes the ikar tzura of the vlat. So that's exactly what Shimon said. Shimon was misaris akro. He was darshing the end of the pasuk, even though it's the end, and from there he went to the beginning. That became the tzura. That became the mahalach of the drosha. So he says that's what Rava means. Someone who gives birth like Rav Shimon, meaning giving birth that the end is the one who is giving the tzura to the whole concept, like Rav Shimon, who's Besaris Akro, and it starts from the end to the beginning, so then she'll give birth to a male. Tehilid, like the Pasuk says, that's the Gemara and Nida Darshins, Ishaki Tazriya V'yolda Zohar. When she'll be Yolda Zohar? If she's doing like Rav Shimon, that the end is Mashpia on the beginning, that she's the beginning and the male is the end. That's what the Aruch Lener explains of people that will explain Rava even based on the Girsa that we have. And Chidushi Rabbi Yo Gutmacher, one of the later Achronim, he says of Shas like this, what is the Yalde Imi? The mother gave birth. Why are we using the Lashon mother? So he explains, mother is a nickname to the Seichel. The Seichel gives birth to different ideas. What is the Yalde Ima Kev Shimon? So he says like this. There's two types of drashos that a person can do. One drasho is a drasho which is emes. Emes la'amita shatayo. Now even if he delivers it in a very powerful way, not in a very beautiful way, but because he's giving emes, so immediately you listen to him, immediately it's something which is beneficial. Or there's another type of drasho. So maybe it's not emes. It doesn't go la'alocha. But because it's delivered in such a beautiful way, it's delivered in such an adequate way, so then it's accepted as well. Even though it's not emes, but it's such so beautiful. So that's two ways that drasha could be accepted. So he says like this. In our case, in our Gemara, Rava doesn't pass like Rav Shimon. He has a problem with Rav Shimon, as the Gemara goes on to explain. But he says that Rav Shimon said so beautifully, Misaris HaMikro, he was able to darsh in the pasuk in such a beautiful way. So he says like this, the Yalde Ime, if the Seichel comes to Svaris, so at least he'll give Svaris like Rav Shimon. Meaning, even if it's not la'alocha and he's not accepted, but at least will be beautiful Torah, will be a beautiful drasha. So even though there's pirchas to his drasha, but as long as he's saying in a beautiful way like Rav Shimon, it's still valid. So that's what he says. The Yaldehime, if his seichel gives birth, it should be like Rav Shimon, which is so beautiful. And if not, he should not say it. If it has pirchas, he should not bring drashas that have pirchas. These are two ways to explain the Gemara based on our Girsa and to answer the question of the Ritva, and there's a few others. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshav, email us on WhatsApp, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.